Harriet Show is on the line again from Alexandria. What's the latest there, Harriet?
Well, people have moved off from the square where I was earlier, and I'm standing on a bridge across the road. Everybody's on the march. I'm not entirely sure where it's headed. But I'm standing on a bridge, and for the first time today, I can actually see. And this is absolutely massive. It's extraordinary. In both directions, it's a very wide street going through Alexandria, and in both directions, it's just heaving with people, as far as the eye can see. You can probably hear the sandman.
Hundreds of thousands? Or not quite as many as that?
I would imagine so. But it's been interesting because as we've been walking along, all the side streets have human barricades to sealing them off, effectively. And I asked one man why they were doing this, and he said it is to defend our homes and our property from the bad guys. And I said, who are the bad guys? Do you mean people in the protest? And he said, no, the people in the protest are the good guys. I mean the bad guys. I'm not quite sure exactly what that means, but there's a lot of talk here about police in civilian clothing involved in looting and causing trouble. So I don't know if that's what he meant.
I asked you this before, is the news beginning to filter through of the size of the demonstration in Cairo?
Well, this morning when I was talking to people, people had been watching the TV before they came out. Now most people have been out on the street for several hours, and I expect that they don't really know. I mean, I myself don't actually know, because obviously I'm here and not in Cairo. The last thing I heard, there was perhaps 2 million people on the streets in Cairo.
That's what, yeah, that's the upper estimate, but yeah, it certainly looks like there's a million.
Okay, well, I think people here, you know, feel that they're very much in unity with their brothers and sisters in Cairo, and mood is very upbeat. People are confident that, you know, it's only a matter of time before Mubarak goes. People are being kind of helpful and considerate, helping the elderly along, bystanders are offering the marchers a piece of water. It's an extraordinary thing.
But we're getting the same kind of picture in Cairo of confusion as to what the march is going to do. Is there the same kind of thing there about, you know, where it's heading? What's the aim?
Everybody I've asked so far has given me a different answer. So I'm not sure, and of course, you know, having arrived in Alexandria this morning, I have no idea of the geography of the place. So I'm not sure where it's going. I was told by somebody the reason why they decided to move from the square was because it was just literally so jam-packed that there were no more people that could get anywhere near it, and they felt that by moving, more people could join the protest.
Can you describe some of the placards that are being held up?
I've seen extraordinary placards today, you know, lots of game over, lots of time to go. I just saw a woman holding a shoe with a picture of Mubarak on it, which of course, you know, shoes are symbolic in this part of the world. I've seen a placard saying, go you dog, which is also song language for this part of the world. But what's really striking is that I would say, you know, more than 99% of the placards are homemade handwritten signs that are scrawled on cardboard torn from boxes, pieces of paper ripped out of exercise books. This is not an organized process. People are doing their own thing. There doesn't seem to be anybody in charge. There's no one handing out placards. You know, if you've been on demonstration in the UK, you know how there's lots of political groups very keen to take their placards. There's nothing like that here at all. Everything I've seen, apart from one or two printed signs, have been scrawled out by hand by people who are coming to protest themselves.
Extraordinary scenes, huh?
Extraordinary, yeah.
Thanks, Harriet.
Okay, thanks. Bye.